This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Are you concerned about today's rising interest rates and how they can affect your farming business? Let Farm Credit Services of Illinois help manage today's interest rate risks. At Farm Credit, you have a choice when it comes to choosing interest rate products. Instead of dealing with the uncertainty of an adjustable or variable rate loan, a long-term fixed rate product can minimize the long-term interest expense for your farm. Plus, Farm Credit's team of loan professionals will explain the products available for your farming business, all designed with your cash flow in mind. So whether you choose a 7, 10, or 20-year product, a long-term fixed rate can be your hedge against a rising interest rate market. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for information on long-term fixed-rate products to fit your farming business, or find us online at fcsillinois.com. Farm Credit, a good fit for all your farm financing needs.
Bigfoot is coming to Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield. Taylor Tire and Auto is celebrating their 15th anniversary with Customer Appreciation Days Thursday and Friday, August 29th and the 30th. Come see the Bigfoot truck on display from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the 29th and from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 30th. Also, Bigfoot will crush cars at 12:30 while you enjoy some delicious food and some great giveaways on the 30th only. No purchase necessary. The 15th year anniversary Customer Appreciation Days at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are Friday's closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn was $4.95 and a half, up 8. December corn $4.70, up 5 and a half. March corn $4.82 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter. September soybeans were $13.65 and a quarter, up 43 and a quarter. November soybeans $13.28, up 41 and a quarter. January soybeans $13.28 and a half, up 40. September wheat was $6.34 and a half, up 4. December wheat $6.46, up 5 and a half. March wheat $6.58, up 5 and 3 quarters. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with USN, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois cut to grain prices did end higher on Friday afternoon, with soybean values sharply higher. Strong soybean meal values, a dry extended weather forecast, and speculative buying at the point of trade moved soybean futures sharply higher. In northern and western Illinois, cut to grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 7 to 11 cents higher at 5.98 to 6.31. Soybeans advanced 41 to 42 cents at 14.08 to 14.33. In central Illinois, cut to grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 8 cents higher at 6.15 to 6.46. And soybeans gained 41 to 46 cents at 14.46 to 14.66. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 8 to 10 cents stronger at 5.66 to 6.41. Soybeans were up mostly 40 to 48 cents at 14.08 to 14.40. And wheat bids up 4 cents on Friday at $6 to 6.20. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 36 to 41 cents at 14.63 to 14.88. Basis ended steady to 5 cents lower at 135 to 160 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 478.20 to 483.20, which was up $19.90 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 9 to 13 cents at 665 to 671. Basis gained 1 to 5 cents, ranging from 170 to 175 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted those producer corn bids 8 cents stronger at 601 to 608, with basis steady, ranging from 105 to 112 over September. Soybeans were up 41 to 46 cents at 1403 to 1428, with basis steady to 5 cents stronger, ranging from 75 to 100 over November. Wheat prices up 4 to 11 cents at $6 to 6.12, with basis steady to 7 cents higher at 35 under to 23 under September. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mostly 8 cents higher at 574 to 575. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 29 to 33 cents with quotations at 1403 to 1411. Soft red winter wheat up 4 cents at 623 to 624, while the Milo ended 5 cents higher at 490 to 491. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 443 to 457. New crop soybean bids range from 1293 to 1308. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 445 up to 457, with new crop soybean bids at 1302 to 1318. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 444 up to 458, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1308 up to 1326. That concludes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle were 123.10, down 25 cents. October live cattle, 126.70, down 50 cents. December live cattle, 129.22, down 50 cents. August feeder cattle were 155, down 45 cents. September feeder cattle, 156.65, down $1.05. November feeder cattle, 159.52, down 92 cents. October lean hogs were 85.10, up 70 cents. December lean hogs, 82.25, up 65 cents. And February lean hogs, 84.50, up 57 cents. Now time for the Cash Livestock Report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. From the direct Illinois sow reports, slaughter sows are trading mostly steady to a dollar lower, with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 60 to 63. 4 to 5 weight at 61 to 67 and 5 to 550 at 64 to 68. And over 550 pounds at 65 to 69. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading $2 lower, with light demand for moderate offerings ranging from 61 to 63, with some at 65. Opening report for walnut livestock auctions for Thursday, August 22nd. Receipts were 508. Compared to last week, starter steers and heifers and Holstein steers traded steady. Slaughter cows sold sharply higher, with breakers 8 to 10 higher and boners a dollar higher and leans 20 to 25 higher. Trade was active with good demand. Slaughter steers choice 121 to 126.75. Slaughter steers select and choice 117 and a quarter to 120 and a quarter. Slaughter Holstein steers choice 112 to 114 and a quarter. Slaughter heifers choice 119 to 124.75. Slaughter heifers select and choice 117 to 118.75, and slaughter heifers select at 108. Slaughter cows premium average dressing 96 to 102. Breakers average dressing at 99.50 to 102. Boners average dressing at 81 to 87.50 and high dressing at 91 to 99.50. Leans average dressing at 74 to 80 and high dressing at 82 to 50 to 84.50. And the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on live basis traded at 123.50 to 127 and on a dress basis at 196.50 to 198. Heifers on live basis traded at 124 to 125 and on a dress basis from 196 to 198. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 253 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $100.56, which was 93 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $196.19, which is 35 cents higher, with select carcasses at $184.09, which is $1.19 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 119,000, compared to 116,000 for last week and 125,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 427,000, compared to 419,000 last week and 422,000 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $6.71. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.77. July corn delivered to Scottville, $6.63. August corn delivered to Scottville, $4.77. July beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $14.40. August beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $13.40. July wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.04. Once again, those prices are corn at Greenfield is $6.71. Corn at Scottville is $6.63. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $14.40, and wheat at Scottville is $6.04. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 6:19 on this Monday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge and know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-90s with light southwest winds. For tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 70s, and for tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-90s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday continued clear and hot, low temperatures in the low 70s, high temperatures in the mid-90s. Right now, the winds are calm. The barometric pressure is steady. We have partly cloudy skies, 69 degrees on this Monday morning. And it's 20 minutes after the hour of 6, part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. And once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Typically, corn is the headline story of the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. This year, it's soybeans. Last week, scouts on the Pro Farmer Midwest Tour found fewer pods than the tour's three-year tour average in Iowa, Nebraska, and Illinois. Pro Farmer editor Chip Flory says he was hoping to see the trend reverse in Minnesota.
They only got worse. 870 pods in a 3x3-foot square, which is also down about 7% from last year. So the bean crop in Iowa and the bean crop in Minnesota are basically mirror images when we compare it to a year ago.
As of August 1st, conditions, USDA is forecasting Minnesota's soybeans crop to average 41 bushels an acre. In evaluating Minnesota's crop last week, Flory sets high expectations for the crop.
A year ago, they didn't make 40 bushel beans, and I don't know if we're going to be able to make a 40 bushel bean crop in Minnesota again this year. And it's all for the same reasons with the Iowa crop. It all comes back down. You got to look at the planting season. When did that stuff get in the field? And it just got planted too late.
With planting delayed by more than a month, many soybean fields are still blooming. Pods are relatively flat with fewer pods. In pulling 166 samples, Flory says pod counts are down 230 over the crop tour's three-year average. Last summer, farmers managed to hedge their corn crop while using their crop insurance plans. They've been asking the specialists at the University of Illinois if that same opportunity exists now. Todd Gleason has more.
We'll call this one an educational experience. Last summer, Extension Farm Management Specialist for the University of Illinois, Gary Schnittke, says farmers used the futures markets in Chicago to hedge the price of their corn crop in conjunction with their crop insurance policies. This summer, it's different, says Gary Schnittke.
What our findings would say is that for corn, we're near the point on the price side where we'll have crop insurance payments. So if, and just to give you an example, if you have an 85% crop insurance policy, 85% coverage level, the fall harvest price has, if it's below 480, there's likely to be a crop insurance payment if you have their APH yield equal to the actual yield. And right now we're sitting right at that point where, you know, the December contract is in that 470 to 480 range. So crop insurance policy already is sort of in the money. So any sort of hedging done at this point in time is sort of double covering. You're getting protection from the crop insurance policy.
Generally, Schnitke says hedging a crop covered by insurance would only be considered advantageous when the market price is above the crop insurance price.
And earlier in this year, we were in that situation, and last year we were as well. Last year, we were sitting at 850 corn about right now, or high, not probably, yeah, probably about 850 about right now, in the low eights. And there was pretty good reason to think about protecting that crop insurance payment with hedging at that point in time.
Again, hedging just doesn't seem to make sense for this season at this time, says Schnitke.
You know, we're at a point where crop insurance will make payments if we have lower prices, and there isn't really a lot of reason to do hedging from a risk management standpoint at this point in time.
By the way, those who did establish hedges earlier in the year when prices were higher should be prepared to pull them when the grain is harvested or sometime during the month of October as the USDA harvest price is established. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.